Welcome to the Almost Daily Podcast for January 4th, 2024. It's been 6 years. 6 years today is when I put out my first Almost Daily Podcast episode. Now, in that time since then, this has gone from being just solo episodes where I come on and talk for a couple of minutes and give you guys, you know, just hopefully actionable things that you can apply to, yes, health and fitness, but also other areas of your life. We've broadened in that over the years. But there's also a lot of different podcasts that have spun off from this. Other feeds, the podcast feeds, currently the Your Level Fitness one, the YLF 365, How to Make It a Lifestyle, the Men's Mental Health series. You know, there's been all kinds of podcasts that have come up, all kinds of formats. I've had all kinds of guests, because that was one thing when I started. I never thought that I would actually interview people because I was terrified that I would talk over people. And I've been able to be on a number of different podcasts, and this has led to so many different things. And, you know, I had an idea on how I wanted this to go when I launched it, but things change. And, you know, I think that's the one that's really the big underlying message is we're still early on in 2024, is that you have ideas on things that you want to accomplish. And if you just stick to them as best you can, things are going to present themselves. Your process, your goals, your thoughts on everything, it will change. You know, a lot of times when people start things, they are very fixated in what they're, how it's going to go and what it's going to ultimately be. And you can't do that, because anything you're doing is more of a long-term project, is maybe a lifelong ambition even. It's going to evolve as you get going. So keep that in mind. Thank you for the continued support for any and all things that I'm doing. I know there's a lot of changes with the podcast right now. There's a lot of changes with the content. And given the today, it's funny because I try to have these ready for 3 Eastern each and every day, and it's 2:15 right now. And I wanted to do an episode for you guys, but like, I've got some stuff to do, so I'm not going to be able to hop on and do the video episodes. I have the next episode in the How to Make It a Lifestyle podcast is really going to be, I talk a lot about how the approach that I have works on the foundational stuff. And I've got 3 foundational things that I work with people on that I guarantee you, if you are just going from resolution to resolution year after year, starting and stopping and restarting, these are 3 things that you probably don't consider when you first start your program, or if you do, you don't spend a ton of time on them. So that'll be the next episode. I want to dive into that a little bit more, but I don't know that that's going to be out today. It'll probably be tomorrow, but we'll see how things go. Also, I'm working on another email that's going to actually help with that, the How to Make It a Lifestyle. Those of you that were jumping on early for the YLF 365 email, I've not forgotten about you guys. I've actually been putting those emails together, and I wanted to get a nice little cushion and start firing those out to you in the morning. And then this email for How to Make It a Lifestyle, it's going to be interactive, because I think interactive is the way to go with email at this point. So you're not just like opening an email and, you know, consuming information, because you get a lot of information at any and all places, right? I want these emails to be interactive. I want them to be things that you're getting value out of. But this will be an afternoon email. So I'm working on that. You guys will hear all about it. But I'm working on that this week. Plenty of other things going on. But yeah, I mean, just, you know what? This is 6 years to this podcast. It's spawned off into so many different things. It's morphed into something that I didn't necessarily even consider at the very beginning. So just do the things that you're doing, stick to them as best as you can, and just adjust as you go along, because things are going to adjust anyway, so you might as well embrace it. So thank you as always for listening, and I will talk to you again real soon.